Blog Talk Radio.
Are you driven by a passion to discover your divine destiny, ready to discover your purpose and fulfill your God-given potential? You can at Church on the Mall, the Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Sundays at 9 a.m. Rediscover the kingdom and discover your purpose, identity, and divine destiny. For more information, call 267-357-9816. The kingdom of God is now, eternal, and it's your time. Don't miss your moment. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God will supply your needs. See you at Church on the Mall this Sunday at 9 a.m. The Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Cheltenham Avenue in Washington Lane. It's your time for change. For more information, call 267-357-9816.
This is Dr. Lynn Robinson, and I approve this message.
This message paid for by the faithful supporters of Kingdom Vision Ministries International, the Kingdom Church on the Mall. Live the kingdom-driven life now.
Jesus.
But I understand the Bible. But the Bible is about a
terminologies in the Bible are all kingdom terminology. The Bible is about a kingdom. If you don't understand a kingdom, you cannot understand the Bible. Fourthly, the Bible is about a government. Did I say? This is why a lot of people don't get healed when they pray for healing. They treat the Bible as if it is a religious book. The Bible is about a government. It is about a government of a kingdom ruled by a king. And fifthly, the Bible is about a colonization project. Only kingdoms colonize. Most people born in America don't even know the word colonize. And most of you who are from third world countries, you probably know what it means. Colonization. So the average American born in America has no idea what colonization is. And yet, the Bible is about colonization. Colonization is simply the extension of a king's influence over a foreign territory. Colonization is the expansion of a kingdom to a distant territory. That is the essence of God's will for this planet. God's will was to extend the kingdom of heaven to earth, to make heaven, to make earth, a colony of heaven. That is the entire project of the Bible. God's interest was not to get you to heaven. Take a deep breath. But that's where you get it wrong. You are not from earth. You are from heaven. You were sent to earth to colonize earth for heaven. You are a heavenly being living in an earthly body on a planet for earth. If you don't understand that, you won't understand the Bible. But God's intent was to colonize earth with the kingdom of heaven. I need to point number six, write it down. The colony declared independence from the kingdom. So the Bible is about the recolonization of earth by the kingdom of heaven. We call it redemption. God wants to recolonize earth because earth is his property. Giving you first our concepts. The concepts are the wrong material for understanding. You cannot understand if you don't have the right concept. If you have the wrong concept, you will have the wrong conclusion, which will give you error. So the Bible is about a recolonization project. That leads to number seven. Write it down. The Bible is not about a religion. The Bible is not about a religion. The three major religions on earth all claim Abraham as their father. And Abraham never found it. Islam says Abraham is their father. Did you know that? Hope you know that. Abraham is also the Quran. saying Abraham was their father. And Abraham never founded a religion. Which means then that we created free religion for someone who doesn't know anything about it. God never promised Abraham a religion. He promised Abraham a piece of property. Fighting over a father who never gave us birth. But there's a problem in this book. So what was God's idea if he didn't have an interest in religion? Ideas are very simple. God wanted to extend the kingdom of heaven to earth. That's it. If you want to summarize the entire Bible, it's in that one sentence. God's original idea was very simple. He wanted to extend his invisible kingdom to an invisible planet called earth. That's it. In other words, he wanted to colonize earth with heaven. Same way the British colonized Ghana. Or the same way the British colonized Nigeria. Or the same way they colonized Jamaica. That's what kingdoms do. They extend themselves. They colonize territory. They colonize the Bahamas too, the British did. The French colonized Haiti, Martinique, Guadeloupe. The Spanish colonized Cuba, Venezuela, Colombia, Chile. That's what kingdoms do. They were all kingdoms. But God is the original colonial power. He wanted to colonize the physical earth with the invisible heaven. This is the idea. If you get the idea wrong, you get the ideology wrong. An ideology produces theology. Therefore, your theology will be corrupt if your ideas are corrupt. You can be preaching for 40 years corruption and calling it the gospel. What was God's idea, number three? He wanted to fill the earth with the glory of God. Now the word glory is important. I want you to write the word glory down. Because the word glory in the Hebrew language is the word kabod. Kabod. K-A-B-O-D. Kabod. When I studied Hebrew in college, I was shocked when I read some of the words in Hebrew and their meanings. And I realized that even my father was preaching error. Ignorance is dangerous. The word glory is the word kabod. That was written down. The word kabod has a simple meaning. It means heavy. It means heavy. It means weight. W-E-I-G-H-T. The word glory also means impact or imprint. That means the weight is so heavy, it leaves an imprint. So glory is the imprint because of weight. The word glory also means true essence. Very important word. Simply put, the word glory means culture. Culture. Now, when you talk about a country, whether it is the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of Great Britain, the kingdom of France, the kingdom of Spain, all kingdoms manifest themselves in culture. Write that down. What did I say? Very important. So, those of you who are from Jamaica, even though you lived in the New York area for 20 years, you still sound Jamaican. And I just saw, coming to this place, a Jamaican restaurant. the people. You Puerto Ricans, you still got beans and rice in New York. Come on, smile. Am I right? You bought the beans and the rice from Puerto Rico, and even though you've been here for 40 years, you're still eating beans and rice. Why? The glory follows the people. Ugandan. Oh, my God. You still got Chateau right here. Nigerian? Oh, my Jesus. Lord have mercy. That fufu goes everywhere. Why? Because the glory is not in the country. It is in the people. It's all culture. In other words, the weight of the culture of the country is so heavy that even though you may be away from the country for 50 years, the imprint is. So when the Bible says the earth shall be filled with the glory of God, it literally says the earth shall be filled with the weight of the culture of heaven. So in New York, we got little countries in New York. Come on, talk to me. We got Chinatown, Jamaica Town, Haitian Town, we got Puerto Rican Town, we got Jewish Town, and each one of these areas have their own, say it loud, culture. Which means you don't go to Jamaica or Puerto Rico or to Haiti to experience Jamaica or Haiti. You can just enter that neighborhood. That's why you don't need to go to heaven to experience heaven. You're supposed to come to earth. Stay with me. That's what God says. God said, I want the earth to be filled with what? The glory of God. In other words, I want earth to look just like heaven. But that's why it's important to understand. Culture is not in the land. It is in the people. So if you're going to colonize a place, you must get the people in that land. For if God wanted to fill the earth with heaven, he had to send his own citizens here. Stay with me. That's why you are not from earth. You were sent to earth. You came out of God. Let us make man, he says. And let them have what? The dominion influence on earth. That's the idea. The last thing God wants you to do. Let's fly. That's why when the British colonized Ghana, because we're so strong, they made you wear a coat in 95 degrees. It doesn't make any sense. Here you are in your tie and a black suit sitting in Accra. It doesn't make sense. But the culture was so heavy. The weight was so heavy, you had to put it on and sweat. For glory. Glory of England is still in Ghana. Even though England left. Spanish and Europe need to help for the island. And they left a long time ago. The glory is still there. And now you left Puerto Rico and you came to New York and you brought the glory with you. area in this city. That's what flat out was in it. I said, well, there is a change. Because the Puerto Rican school is here. Or maybe the Syrian school is here. Or maybe the Chinese school is here. But now you lost all of that area because their culture became dominant. They have dominion now. Children that I produce. He was sent to earth to make earth like heaven. But he was still here. This is the story of the Bible. What a complicated story. That is the sense that God delegated his foolish people. Let's read it from the Bible. Genesis chapter 1. God said, let us make room. Man. The word man there is a full word. He's not talking about a person. The Hebrew word is a full word. Man is the name of the species. The whole group is called man. We call it mankind. Let us make man how? In our own image. The word, write the word image down. The word image means characteristic or nature. That means it's the same word for glory. Let us make a species called man in our own characteristic, our essence, our nature, our glory. Can I say something correct you? Because I was also erroneous in this myself. But I would understand it's true. You know, we quote a scripture sometimes. We don't read the whole chapter. We always do this. We quote a scripture. Do not touch the glory of the Lord, my brother. But the Lord says, I will not give my glory to another. You ever read that? That's completely wrong. The whole chapter that talks about that is talking about idol worship. And God was angry because the people were bowing down to trees and rock and ascribing to these created things as God. God, what are you doing? How could you bow down in my glory, the one you carry, to a tree, pouring out your glory? Then he says, I will not give my glory to another thing. I gave it to you. Yeah. Now you know what it means. Let's have and give God glory. You are the only creature God created that has his glory. Not even the angels have his glory. There's no angel in the Bible made in God's image. Nowhere. You are the only creature that has God's image. It just means the nature, the character, the glory of God. And God hasn't given it to anybody else. That's why God hates you to bow down to animals. You don't know how far away you are. You have no idea how David was. Say, your neighbor, I am the glory of God. Neighbor, you don't know who you're sitting next to. Say, neighbor, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. You've got a big hand right there. You are the glory of God. Let us make man how? In our own image. Why? Just like us. Here's why. Read the next statement. To let them have dominion over what? Fish. field, but over what? All the earth and over everything, come on, that priest upon the ground. In other words, take charge of the planet and dominate it and make it just like heaven. That's the assignment. Everybody say dominion. Write the word dominion down. I did some research for you. The word dominion that Jesus used and that is written in the Genesis story is this word radar. Some of you have never saw it before. The word dominion means the word radar. It's pronounced radar. Radar. That's the word for dominion. Let them have radar. When you translate the word radar into English, here's the word that comes up. It's the word kingdom. Now you see where it comes from. Let them have kingdom. The Aramaic word is the word mamlakok. Same word, mamlakok. Yeah, radar, mamlakok. It means kingdom. So the first thing God gave you to do is what? Kingdom. Let them have kingdom over the earth. That means let them be the kings that dominate the earth. Kingdom is two words put together. King and dom. Dom is dominion. King, dominion. Kingdom. Kingdom means the person that dominates the territory. You are a king. King of kings, give him a hand. He said, I am the king of kings. Sit up straight, man. You a royal blood. Come on, sit up like a king. Kings don't slouch. Kings sit up straight. Hey, neighbor, take me for lunch now. Make it a royal lunch. Give God a hand for royalty. Hallelujah. Praise God. Bible is a the kingdom. He could never preach for it. Okay, let me show you. See, you don't read the Bible, that's all. When Jesus started ministry, he was 30 years old, and his first statement was, I did not come to destroy the law. But I came to what? Enforce it. Look at me like that, read the Bible. And then he says, if anyone teaches anyone to disobey the law, he is least in my Rana means what? Kingdom. What is a kingdom? Now, the reason why I'm telling you this is because most people don't know what a kingdom is. But you cannot interpret anything without a definition. Please write this down. What is a kingdom? A kingdom is the governing influence of a king over a territory, impacting it with his will, his purpose, and his intent, producing a citizenship of people who reflect the king's culture, nature, values, and morals. The kingdom is literally a country where the citizens reflect the king's lifestyle. That's why I'll be there next time, the next time. In a kingdom, you actually dress like the king. You eat what the king eats. You speak the language of the king. So all kingdoms have a government. Territory. It's a country, a nation. It's a people identified with the sovereign. A kingdom is a nation of people ruled by a king. That's a kingdom. A kingdom is literally a community of people with distinct cultures. A kingdom is a nation under a king's rule. So when you claim to follow Jesus, look at the cover now, you have no right. I told you that a kingdom is ultimate. You cannot say you follow Jesus and then claim to have your own right. Take a deep breath. Think it's a religious word. You don't own yourself no more. You don't own your vision no more. You don't own your dreams no more. You don't own your future no more. You don't own nothing. That means everything you do from the day forward, you have to get permission to do. That means if you ain't married and you want to upset somebody, you got to ask Jesus for it. Can I sleep with this woman? And you know what he's going to say. No, you ain't married. Come on, clap that. If he's your Lord, your body is not yours. You can't just smoke anything you want to smoke. That's not your property.
Are you driven by a passion to discover your divine destiny, ready to discover your purpose and fulfill your God-given potential? You can at Church on the Mall, the Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Sundays at 9 a.m. Rediscover the kingdom and discover your purpose, identity, and divine destiny. For more information, call 267-357-9816. The kingdom of God is now eternal, and it's your time. Don't miss your moment. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God God will supply your needs. See you at Church on the Mall this Sunday at 9 a.m. The Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Cheltenham Avenue in Washington Lane. It's your time for change. For more information, call 267-357-9816.
This is Dr. Lynn Robinson, and I approve this message.
This message paid for by the faithful supporters of Kingdom Vision Ministries International, the Kingdom Church on the Mall. Live the Kingdom-driven life now.